change again, just you and me.
So throughout history, Juneteenth has been known by many names: Jubilee Day, Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, and today, a national holiday.
There you go. Vice President Kamala Harris yesterday announcing the Juneteenth national holiday during a signing event by President Biden, which, by the way, gives all your federal workers, or most of your federal workers anyway, and your military and courts and all that, are off today. So it was like afternoon signing, day off tomorrow. Woohoo! Because, you know, Saturday is obviously a day that they don't normally have to work. Joining us now, we have Pensacola City Councilwoman Tenya Day Broughton from District 5. She is also the president of the John Sunday Society. And, you know, I can say I knew her back when. Tenya Day, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Always good to have you back. So you have been kind of working on this here locally for a while. Let me get your just kind of first reaction. How did it feel yesterday to see the president sign into law a national holiday commemorating Juneteenth?
It was really exciting. But then I also had to remember, I had to remind folks that we, in our old records about Emancipation Day celebrations, that African Americans were taking off work anyway. So it's nice to be informalized.
So now you're safe to do it, basically. Like, senior skip day is allowed now.
Right.
That's excellent.
That's exactly it.
So let's just give for a second for people who might still at this point not be all that familiar, because to a lot of folks, especially to white folks, this is a fairly new concept. Maybe just give them a brief, you know, here's what this day represents and here's why we celebrate it.
Okay, well, Juneteenth celebrates the date in 1865 when Union soldiers basically informed everyone in Galveston, Texas, that slavery was abolished. Although President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, you know, 2 years earlier, the news of freedom spread slowly, and some say that it was because those planters wanted to get in one more season of planting before sharing the news. Hmm. But ultimately, it's important because it made Texas the last state to hear the announcement of that general order, making all of us free. So Florida's Emancipation Day is May 20th. Texas is in June. So for Pensacola, that's when we call the celebrations. But ultimately, free people celebrated the Emancipation as Emancipation Day, Jubilee Day, Freedom Day, and it was celebrated on various dates. So, like, there were remembrance events were either on January 1st to commemorate the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay.
So I tell a lot of folks that, you know, they say they didn't celebrate Juneteenth, and I said, well, did you grow up in a black church? They said, yes. I said, did you go to watch night service? They said, yes, of course. Well, you were celebrating Emancipation because that's the beginnings of it. You know, so some cities celebrated on June 1st. Some celebrated on the date that their state learned of the freedom. And some, you know, some people just recognized both. So here in Pensacola, our Emancipation Day services, like I said, were held on January 1st and May 20th, as early as during Reconstruction, really.
Okay.
And I was able to uncover groups like the Emancipation Committee, the Emancipation Day Club, the Emancipation Celebration Association. All these were formal organizations that planned, like, large events. They would partner with other towns. They'd bring in guest speakers. They'd host large demonstrations. One document said it was the firing of cannons and church bells.
Huh.
That announced the beginning of the party. You know, they had these grand parades. It was led by, veteran soldiers. Of course, it made me think of John Sunday. The labor unions were involved, the fraternal orders. They just marched on the city streets, and they had picnics and parties in the parks and beaches. There was even a record of having an excursion across Pensacola Bay.
Huh.
And white employers knew that black people were not going to come home to work that day. So that was just pretty,
so this was
pretty clear.
So that actually
but
raises...
I also saw a record of, like, white members of the white community participating as well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Who's not going to take a day off work?
That's what I was going to ask you is... historically, has this been something that was joined in by white people? I sure hope so. And even now, what kind of reaction are you seeing? I mean, are white Pensacolians embracing this? Also, I really hope so.
Well, I like I said, I did see that. Ironically, the parties were integrated, but the seating was segregated.
Okay.
Right. So,
well, you know, half so, a step, right? Let's. That's something,
right.
But not everything. So people who are thinking about
this,
and this is my question. I know you've been working, like, with Five Sisters, and, of course, we're good friends with Great Southern Restaurants. They've actually got a menu on for Juneteenth. For people who want to participate in the celebration of it all, I love a food holiday. What kinds of things can we eat? What kinds of things should we cook? How do we want to celebrate this with food?
Okay, well, a traditional Juneteenth menu is red food and red drinks. Of course, the color represents the blood that was shed and the lives that were lost in the Civil War and during slavery, right? So, but it also represents the strength and resilience of the descendants and the survivors. So Juneteenth meals, they feature foods that really connect cooking traditions throughout the African diaspora. With the Five Sisters menu, how they're having barbecue, it really honors the African-American pit masters who are often overlooked in history with their contributions to that style of cooking. The sides are greens and black-eyed peas. Now, remember, that goes back to that Emancipation Day, New Year's Day menu. A lot of us in the South eat collard greens and black-eyed peas on January 1st. But those are considered prosperity meals that mean good luck, right?
Okay.
And summer fruits that are also shades of red, and that's a special highlight. And the official cake of Juneteenth is red velvet cake. So you have red drink, red food, good luck foods. And it's interesting because this particular menu is featuring a cocktail using Uncle Nearest whiskey. And, of course, Uncle Nearest was the formerly enslaved man who taught Jack Daniels how to distill.
Oh, wow. So the guy who taught Jack Daniels is the – that's so cool. Well, I am I'm looking forward to it. I'm
going
to
try the brand after him.
That's so cool. I'm going to do my best to do some appropriate cooking tomorrow. I'm going to teach my boys about this. I think that it's something we should all celebrate. As I've been saying all day, we should celebrate when Americans went to fight against other Americans in order to liberate other people and then to bring that news all the way to them. Tania Day Broughton, she is a city council member for District 5 in the city of Pensacola and the president of the John Sunday Society. Tania Day, happy Juneteenth, and thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it, all the education.
Thank you. Happy Juneteenth, everyone.